Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia, based on the famous play and novels by Rose Franken. Brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
David? Hey, David, do you have any idea what time it is? David, where are you? You'll miss your train. Why, I have to come upstairs and get you by brute force. David, don't you hear me calling?
Don't I hear you calling, Caroline?
Oh, you're so pixie this morning. Why don't you answer me?
What is there to say?
You in the nursery making all that noise?
I am there indeed, but for the noise, it comes from your part of the house.
David, what are you doing in here?
Can't I say hello to my son without having to answer a million questions?
Whew, I'm all out of breath, getting old. You'll keep your train waiting at the station.
Your watch is fast. I've plenty of time.
Oh, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Given the opportunity, I might have.
You're very sweet this morning.
We aim to please. All right, Skeezix. Say goodbye to your old man.
Hey, you'll wake him up.
So what?
Well, it isn't healthy.
For him or me?
For me, he'll start crying.
He wouldn't dare. No, come up here. Come on, say goodbye to your father decently.
David, he thinks you're crazy. So do I.
Then it's unanimous. Now, how about a kiss for Pop so he'll go out and earn you $1 million?
No, 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 no!
No, 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 what?
You know kissing is taboo.
Since when?
It isn't sanitary.
You're so complimentary.
Oh, it's nothing against you, especially. It's modern medicine.
A pox on modern medicine.
You think it exaggerates, too?
I know it does. Ask Bertha.
Why, Bertha?
Well, she's an old hand with babies. She knows her business.
Well, the nurse said no kissing for the first few months, and that means us. Me too.
Who wants to kiss this 4-week brat anyway?
Oh, now I've hurt your feelings. Admit it, I do. Hurts mine.
You are a rotten actress, you know.
If you have a kiss to spare, what's the matter with me?
It wasn't going to be that kind of a kiss.
Well, that's nice to know. I'll put him back in the crib and get going, David. Make me nervous, loitering.
Where'd you get that word?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, put him on his back. There, that's fine.
You know, I don't think he's growing. Not in length, anyway.
Stop criticizing him. He's doing his very best, aren't you, Bobby? Come along, David. Oh, stop it.
That's what you've got to look forward to, son. Sleep while you can.
Oh, so you're finally on your way.
Is that a dig, Mrs. Brown?
Well, I don't like to see you not working hard. It's good for a man to work.
What's good about it?
It's his duty.
Mama's right.
Oh, hurry up or you'll be late.
You too? Claudia, I think your mother is very fond of
me. She just wants to be sure I'm kept in the style I'm not accustomed to.
Stop talking, Claudia, and let David get to work. Do him good for a change.
That's right, Mother. Whip me, lash me, and leave me not to rest.
See you tonight, David.
If I decide not to stay in town and work all night...
Don't let Mama give you ideas.
Well, toodle-dee-doo, darling.
Toodle-dee-doo. Is that all the goodbye I get? Kissing me on the forehead like a stranger?
It's a kiss I wasn't allowed to give my own son. Well, I'm off to earn the bacon.
Spare yourself. I'm not crazy about bacon.
See you tonight.
Goodbye. Drive carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
Wait for the green lights to cross the street.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a decent lunch.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you love me?
Yes, ma'am.
Claudia, who are you waving to?
To David.
He'll be home tonight. You don't have to look as if you're saying goodbye for a month.
Well, time is a very relative thing. It's how a person feels.
Uh-oh, big words.
What are you going to do now, Mama?
What's it to you?
Nothing. It's just nice to know what a person's own mother is doing.
Well, I thought I'd go in the kitchen and see if I can help Bertha out.
She won't want you.
How do you know?
She kicked me out.
Oh, that's a different matter.
Sometimes I think this isn't my own house. Hey, Mama, wait. I'm coming into the kitchen with you.
Two's company, three's a crowd. Oh, Bertha, you look so busy. Is there anything I can do to help?
No, not a thing, Mrs. Brown, and I am not busy.
Oh, but you're not busy. Just look at you, surrounded with things to do.
Well, I like to have things to do. I don't consider it being busy.
What can Mom and I do to help, Bertha?
Go outside and sit under the apple tree. I have all the things ready for lunch. Now I prepare the baby's food.
And then I do the laundry.
Do the laundry?
There isn't any laundry to do.
Oh, yeah, a few things.
Well, what few things?
Well, I wash the baby's things, send the little linen, and that's all.
Oh, but we send the linen out to be done. And we have a service for the baby's things.
A service?
Yeah. Oh.
What do you want to be using a service for?
Well,
that's an insult to the baby. Bertha washes his things herself. It isn't necessary. Nobody washes baby things anymore, except a few vests and things. And he hardly wears them in the summer.
Well, I don't care what anybody else does. I wash the baby's things. You think I like his private things to be done by somebody else? Oh, and it is such a beautiful washing machine.
Eli, it is a crime to send anything out of the house.
And Mrs. Norton, it lasts longer when we do it at home.
Well, I'm not interested in a few old linens lasting longer. I'm interested in you lasting longer.
I last long enough.
Bertha, why aren't there more people like you in the world?
Oh, I do just what I like, Mrs. Brown. And Bobby is such a beautiful baby. I like to do for him.
Hopeless, Mama. No point in arguing.
Good. You agree with me.
Now, out of the kitchen, both of you.
Let me prepare the baby's formula, Bertha, so you can get on with the laundry.
No, no, it only takes a minute.
Coming, Mother?
Yes, I'm coming.
Don't you feel a little unwanted?
I'm not used to all this leisure.
If I didn't think she really enjoyed it, I'd feel conscience-stricken. Well, what do we do now?
I could do some knitting.
I could read a book, I suppose.
Outside or inside?
Bertha said to go out.
Bertha's word seems to be law.
Not seems, it is.
I wonder if she's making the formula correctly.
There we go, look and see.
She'd probably be offended.
I know, I'll pretend I'm going in for a glass of water. Mama, you stay here.
I'm thirsty, too.
You're Snoopy, too. You stay here.
Oh, all right, the way I get pushed around, you're fine.
I'll bring you a glass of water, Mama. Oh, Bertha, I was just, Bertha, what are you doing?
Taking the bottles out of the water to pour in the milk.
But you can't do it with your hands.
Well, why not? The bottles are not so hot.
Oh, but you're not supposed to.
What do you mean, I'm not supposed to?
Well, you're supposed to use those scissors to take them out of the water.
Ah, that's nonsense. I should dirty the scissors when I can use my hands?
Oh, but you're supposed to boil the scissors with the bottle so they're clean.
I wash my hands so they are clean, too.
But they haven't been sterilized.
Sterilized? Oof, they're clean. Good soap is clean.
The nurse would die if she saw this. Bertha, look, the nurse gave me very specific directions. Our hands are not supposed to touch anything that the baby touches.
Yeah, they're not. But you touch the baby with your hands, don't you?
Well, that's different.
Why?
Because the nurse said so. Everything is supposed to be sterilized.
If everything is clean, it does not have to be sterilized.
That's not the way I heard it.
Now I pour the milk into the bottles.
Bertha, look, I don't like to be picky-uny, but
please.
Please use the scissors.
Oh, if you are happier, I use them.
Thank you.
But it is all nonsense.
Of course it's nonsense. But it's the way it's done.
Well, then I do it. But with my four children, my hands were clean enough.
Now you're offended, aren't you, Bertha?
Oh, no. Modern doctors. They're always thinking of something new.
You're probably right.
The scissors. Boil. Bush. If something is clean, it is clean.
Here, I'll line the bottles up on the side. Oh, have you boiled the nipples?
Yes, they are on the stove.
Good.
Such complications.
I go up now and give him a bottle.
Hey, what are you giving him?
Just a little orange juice.
Orange juice?
Yeah. He's old enough that this time he had a little orange juice. Now, what is it they call it now? Liquid sunshine.
But I don't...
But it is not very strong. I mix it with a lot of water and a little sugar. He will like it.
Well, I'm not sure he's supposed to have it. I better ask Mama.
The first baby. Always such a problem. At 4 weeks, orange juice when the baby's ready for it.
But how do you know he's ready?
Bertha knows.
You make it sound like witchery.
No. Experience and love. Together they are the best doctor, and it saves you money.
Well, that's awfully sweet, but I... Oh, Mama.
I'm here at the front door, Claudia.
Mama, listen. Bertha was to give the baby orange juice.
Well?
Well, what do you think?
Bertha knows what she's doing.
Well, don't you think we ought to call up the doctor?
I don't think it's necessary. The baby's over 4 weeks old. A little orange juice will be good for him.
You, too.
You had it at 4 weeks.
But he's not me.
If you'll feel better about it, call the doctor.
He says it's all right. I'll feel like a fool.
Then you'll feel like a fool.
And Bertha will be insulted.
You want to come upstairs and watch?
Oh, I'll come up in a minute, Bertha.
Claudia, stop worrying. It's perfectly all right to start on orange juice now. If the baby doesn't like it, he'll tell you.
I suppose that's what the doctor had said.
I guarantee it.
Bertha hates sterilizing things, Mama.
I've always felt it was a little exaggerated myself.
Listen, you, what's this about face?
What about face?
Well, it seems to me you're the one who's been so fussy about boiling and stuff till now.
I only do what I'm told.
You trust Bertha, too. David does.
David's usually right.
I'm always wrong. Is that it? I'm going up. You want to come?
I'll be up. Nothing so wonderful about it that I can't wait a moment.
In other words, you think this is my problem?
I don't think it's any problem at all.
Bertha, you up here?
Yeah, I'm in the nursery. Come in.
Well, how are things?
I pick him up and sit down right over here. Come on, Bobby.
He's awake.
Yeah, I walk in the room and he's awake. He waits for me. Now, a kiss for Bobby.
A kiss?
That's a good baby. You start to know better, huh?
I didn't let David kiss him this morning.
Child must have much love. Love is better than boiling.
But huh? if he doesn't like the orange juice, we don't have to give it to him.
Oh, well, he will love it. See? He takes it fast.
What a little pig. Hey, Skookums, you take it easy. Nobody's going to take it away from you. He likes it.
Yeah, he likes it. All he needs is Bertha.
You know, I think you're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right.
But why couldn't you have been right 15 minutes ago before David left?
Poor
David. I nipped in the bud the first kiss he wanted to give his son. Oh, Bertha, I have so much to learn about babies. And about husbands.
No, not so much. And you have a lot of time. Babies and husbands. Love seems to be very good for them.
Got your marketing list handy? Don't forget to jot down a carton of Coke. And when you're at the store, if you have a lot of things to buy and have to go trudging from one counter to another and one store to another, remember what I keep telling you. You'll take it easier if you shop refreshed. So step up to that familiar red cooler, drop in a nickel, pause, and refresh yourself with ice-cold Coca-Cola.
Mr. King, did you happen to hear what happened? Did the baby like his orange juice?
He most certainly did. Drank it like a veteran.
Oh, good. I knew Bertha knew what she was doing.
Well, you can relax from now on, Mrs. Norton. Your grandson is in good, experienced hands.
Don't think I don't appreciate it either. I do indeed.
And so do Claudia and David. They may not say it, but they do.
They better had.
You know, it's strange about those two, but they can get a kick out of practically anything.
What is the practically anything you have in mind, Mr. King?
Well, do you enjoy cleaning out your closet, Mrs. Brown?
I do not.
See what I mean?
Frankly, no.
Well, then, come around tomorrow and you will. Till then, so long, Mrs. Brown.
Goodbye, Mr. King.
Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. This broadcast of Claudia was supervised and directed by William Brown Maloney. And now, here's a word from your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola.